What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Colorado Show. Today is June 23rd, and it was my fault that we weren't here last week. Sorry about that, but we're back with a vengeance.
Greetings, everybody. Greetings.
How you doing, Darren?
I'm all right. You know, I'm feeling real real relaxed. I slept a lot of the day. I slept. This has been a lazy Sunday for me.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. And then I still got to get this workout in later.
So we've got a bunch of stuff to cover. It's going to be a really, really fun show. We're going to bring on our guest here in a second. But before we do, I'm going to hit our first sponsor for the show, and we will be right back.
Contagion kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the contagion kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
So we all remember it, right? Not necessarily trusting going to a hospital. Not being able to get access to therapeutic drugs and other things because, you know, the whole of medical establishment decided that for the first time, you know, off-label use couldn't be provided. The wellness company has solutions for that. They've got their victory kit and they've got telemedicine. So it's always, you know, it's good to be prepared. So everybody head over to TWC.com, use promo code CDM.
Shout out to them.
All right. Yeah, heck yeah. So we are going to talk about the Trump rally. We're going to recap the gun gala. We're going to talk about the scandal of gender-affirming care for minors and the scandal broken by ProPublica about how that guidance came to be. And if we have time, we're going to talk about Lil Woody and the Young Thug trial because it is one of the best shows on TV.
We're skipping over Fire Marshal Bowman?
We're doing that too. We're definitely doing we have to. Without further ado, the incredible Karen Kennedy is back on the show, everyone.
Hello, thank you for having me again.
What's up? We should AOC it. Right. Karen!
Are you guys ready to fight? Yeah! Bernie's here!
Yay, me!
I brought Bernie!
Does Bernie Sanders have any remaining credibility after he did not stand up to having his own primary?
Yeah, he got stolen. Yeah, they played him because he would have won.
He would have won.
He would have won.
Oh, yeah.
They played him like a sucker.
Yep.
Hold on, this is for Bernie Sanders. Sorry.
Yep.
Played it though.
Yeah, why don't we just let's start with that. For the audience, if you have not yet seen this beautiful
embarrassing display.
Just so oh man.
The cringe fest in the Bronx. The Cortez so cringe good. Fest.
Oh god.
The dancing, the jumping and dancing is what was
the fact that Jamal Bowman came out to Triumph by Wu-Tang Clan. And messed it up. Like,
all right, I'm going to show you guys what I'm looking at here because I'm not sure. There's so many good moments.
Yeah, yeah, just yeah. look at the saga.
Yeah. So it's a whole. Let's see. Oh, should we hear what they have to say? Let's see.
No, do the one with
Up, everybody. We are just a few days out till the election day, our primary election on Tuesday, June 25th. But the good news is that the polls are open right now, and we are here for our brother Jamal Bowman. We want to turn out the vote. I don't care.
That ain't my brother.
Live in New York 16 and are turning out to vote for him. I don't care if you live outside New York 16. We are texting our friends. We are turning out. We are calling our friends in Tuckahoe, in White Plains, in New Rochelle, in Yonkers, and telling them to vote for Jamal Bowman.
Ceasefire right now, y'all. That's what we're doing. Right. Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping. Right. The polls are open today. The polls are open tomorrow. Make sure you get out to vote. Election day is Tuesday.
Okay, it sounded to me that she just said, I don't actually care if you live in the district. Turn out and vote. Did I miss this?
She was very careful with that. She said, I don't care if you live in the district. Text your family and your friends. Yeah. Yeah. She
Where's the better. One with her dancing? That's the
no,
one.
No,
that
you got to do the one with Jamal Bowman where he has like the one arm sleeve up, like
LL Cool J,
like LL Cool J's pant leg.
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now!
He's not the one. Oh. I bet he's sore today. Oh, explicit representative.
Bowman.
Hold on. Anytime you got to start to chant yourself
for your own name, I know. Yeah. I know. It's so good. The one with
AD
on stage doing the dancing.
Hold on, scroll down. Hold
on. With the music, is it this one? Maybe.
Nah, that's Let's not see. It. Is it?
Das ist die Arbeit, Dame.
Oh,
das ist nicht in diesem
Jahr. Sorry, didn't. I should probably test these before. Oh, here it is. Got it. Good stuff right here. Oh, she's jumping and hollering and dancing.
And Jamal Bowman came out.
No, that's the same one. Anyway, it was special.
He thought he was the 10th member of Wu-Tang.
Wow, a special day for all of us.
Very special. She used her typical black voice again.
Yeah.
Bonnets there, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, better known as Sandy Cortez in high school.
Yeah. Did you see her dancing in the college videos?
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah. The Boston College one.
Ridiculous.
She,
oh man, and hold on, is she part of like some party that's called like the Communist Congressional Party or something? Is that what it's called?
I know she's Democrat Socialist.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, it's all collectivism.
Jeez. And the operative word of the day is
communism. Also collectivism. There's no nuance anymore. You can't give me academic nuance about flavors of authoritarianism when all they really want is power, and the whatever academic flavor it is irrelevant in my view.
I'm like, man, just like, what happened to just all right? So I saw something that it was talking about how much money this government has spent. Like, if you really wanted like clean cut communism, there's been enough money printed to pull it off. Like, and here's the funny thing: we could have this whole thing run by robots, and everybody still get a check every month.
That's what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you they're going to be able to pull off, hey, you just get your UBI. We'll have robots do all the work, and it's going to be fine until it isn't.
Gaddafi pulled it off, and they killed him.
What's he doing now?
I mean, he's gone now. Thank you. It's all shout out to Hillary Clinton.
Arkansas.
All right, so we had a Trump rally yesterday, and Karen, you were here in Colorado at a Trump event yesterday. Why don't you talk about that, and then we'll talk about this rally in Philadelphia.
It was, you know, it was, Colorado is red. So don't believe the hype. I tell you, we started in North Denver and drove down to Lake George. And the entire way down I-25, we had a convoy with the flags, the American flag, the Gadsden flags. It was just, it was amazing. We got honks from people in Subarus. I mean, it was something else. Teslas, you know, people were just, you know, thumbs up in and, you know, yeah, Trump 2024, like the whole way down. So what we did notice was the further south we got, the redder it got. Mm-hmm. We made some stops. It was kind of like 2016. Not as many people, just because I think January 6th kind of put a damper on gatherings and things of that sort. But we are still here. We are in here. There was so much support. And after the last 4 years, can't blame people. You just those you would not look at and think that they would be even supporting the right. Some of them were like, you know, with the scary thumbs up, and then they put their thumb right back down. But it was amazing.
Did anybody see?
It's fine. We'll take you too, just as long as you go in that voting booth when it's time and do what needs to be done to save this country. But I just wanted to point out that there is an energy and there is a fire that is returning because people have had to go through the last 4 years under the purgatory administration, and they are realizing we have no other choice except Christ himself. So the energy was amazing. People were very receptive, and just we got, like, you know, you honk your horn because you want to let people know, hey, we see you, what's up. Oh my God, there were so many people who were supporting the convoy. We got kind of tired of blowing the horn because there were so many people who were like, yes, yes, oh my God.
Love it.
So it's Colorado is another state that if they would leave the elections alone, I think people would be very, very surprised. But a lot of high energy, a lot of support. So thanks for letting me share that.
Heck yeah. All right. Let's talk, speaking of high energy, high support, there was Trump rally in Pennsylvania yesterday, or in Philadelphia. Yeah. Which is in Pennsylvania. I thought I said Pittsburgh wrong. I went to the wrong city, but I was in the right state.
When you go to Pennsylvania, those are two different worlds.
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. Yeah. But in Philly, President Trump had a local pastor open it up, and this is pretty fire. This was posted by, Behizzi, who lives down in Colorado Springs, but check this out.
Before we begin, I want to say it's a great honor and a privilege. I was born and raised, live and pastor here in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, the greatest city on God's green earth, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where liberty and freedom started.
Sounds like a small crowd.
And now shall we bow our heads for just a moment. Dear Lord, with humility, we come tonight willingly, and we come with humble hearts. We come to pray first to honor a fellow American and our president. We ask you for the grace of an open heart, the wisdom of a concerning mind, and the courage to maintain a strong will. We pray, Lord, that this country might be turned around. We pray for our president, and all, in spite of all that he's faced, all the difficulty and all the lies, we ask tonight that you help us to rise above it, that we might reclaim our personal liberties, that we might reclaim our country, and we ask for your strength and your courage tonight to lead us all as one family tonight, that we might take back our country. And we pray tonight that you would bless us and lead Donald Trump back into the White House. And we pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We pray tonight, take this country back. Make America great again. And everybody said, amen.
So that's how it started.
He must, yeah, because he got there early. He got there early.
Yeah, I'm looking for. I thought that was fire, and I think it's important that the people see the diversity of MAGA, because we're constantly bombarded with the only people that are MAGA are white supremacists. You're both the multicultural face of white supremacy. Congratulations.
hold on. Everybody look at this. The caramel face of white supremacy.
True.
It freaked people out yesterday. Yeah, I said, no, I'm not being kidnapped by all these white people. I am willingly... MAGA.
Karen, and your name's Karen too.
And my name's Karen. Oh my God, I'm getting such a kick out of this.
Blink twice if you're being held hostage.
Okay, so speaking of, this was outside. This lady is also fire. Check this out.
Come here for a second. You are a doll. I can tell you have such a beautiful spirit about you. I love it. What's your name?
Aura.
Aura? Yes. That's perfect. It was meant to be. So, okay. So everyone that's watching right now is seeing so much enthusiasm from all of you. Tell me a little bit about your group and your crew.
We travel from New York to support President Trump, the people's president, the only one who can save the United States of America from destruction from within by the radical left and the Democrats that want to destroy this country without realizing that if we lose this country, they have no place to go. Trump 2024, a la bio, a la bow, a la bio,
What a fun, happy group. And do you see how happy they are? Do you see the peace? Yes. This is what it's about.
We love anyone.
It's that racist dog whistle.
We love. You see, you
have everybody here. Everybody here.
They want to divide us by skin color, by national origin, by gender, but we all bleed red.
Yeah. And we all love everybody. Everybody. Right. And we're Asian, Black, Jewish, Spanish, we got it all. Where's the racism? Tell me. Where is it?
That is what we want to see. We want to see representation.
First rally.
First rally. Yes.
Yes, Trump. Yes, Trump. 2024 Trump.
Yeah. We are colorblind. We are all Americans. They said Trump is racist, which is nonsense, because we know Trump is a common sense president. We all, you know, we are blind. We are colorblind. Don't divide us by color, okay? We all Americans. We love this country. We fight for this country, and Trump is fighting for us. That's why.
Oh, well said. I love hearing this.
All right.
Even if it's my thing, even if you, let's just say you just completely despise and loathe Donald Trump, right? Just look at the last 3.5 years. like what have you gotten out of this? Like nothing. Literally nothing. Like, you have literally watched individuals walk across the southern border and get everything that you have, and you're paying for it. What part of the game is that? Like, nobody told us this was good. Like, and the man literally told you, I can do nothing about it. I need Congress to fix it. Then he turns around and passes an executive order 3.5 years later. Like, hold on, time out. Traveling, flag on the plate. something in there. If that doesn't hit you in the head, like, yo, this dude just literally just lied to us for 3.5 years. And then you got Mayorkas. Here's Mayorkas. The border is secure. The border is secure. Like, no, really?
Yeah, I wish I had the clip from Brian CanCon. It's one of his favorite clips of Mayorkas right after, you know, taking his role, talking about how much they had rolled back the policies of Donald Trump at the border and how the border was now empathetic and secure, but also, you know, very inclusive. And we're, you know, treating the border with empathy. And now we have millions, tens of millions, I would argue, largely military-aged males rolling in, and, you know, empathy wins the day. But you've got Mayorkas going back to 2021, I believe it was, talking about how they took every effort to roll back Donald Trump's policies at the border. Yo, and this is what we see.
Yeah, they're proud of it. Montage. There's a whole montage of these people saying this. So, and it's like, the dude literally was on if you see Bernie's face when he said this on a debate stage before he won. Like, I'm telling you, Bernie Sanders looked like he was cringing when Biden was saying, I encouraged them to surge the border. Bernie was like, he's like, hold on, what? I gotta send you this clip. Bernie's face is like, this ain't a good idea, dog. Like,
yeah. Not for open borders. He never.
Bernie's like, I know I'm a socialist and all, but damn.
Right.
I ain't that social.
When Mayorkas said the border is secure, he meant it. You have to look into the mind of madness. You can't. We, from our perspective, we're like, you know, we just watched 15,000 Chinese military age dudes just pour across here.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean it's secure. Well, to them, up is down, left is right, right is left, in is out is in. It's their kooky, evil, backward, turning things upside down and reimagining America. To him, the borders are secure. What is it? Order out of chaos? So he meant what he said.
Yeah, they're moving their troops, right? They feel more secure because their troops are in place.
Hey, check this out. Hey, Ash, check your Twitter DM. This is a whole, I want you to see Bernie's face when Biden says it. All right. Hold up. You got to see this. Bernie's like, hold up, dog. What? You plan on doing what? We gotta talk about this.
Well, they did.
Okay, got it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Bernie's.
Should undocumented immigrants arrested by local police be turned over to immigration officials?
No. In the first 100 days of my administration, no one will be deported at all. From that point on, the only deportations that will take place are commissions of felonies in the United States of America.
So to be clear, only
Bernie, like, hold on, dog. Run that back. Run that back.
First of all, every executive order this president has issued relating to
point on, the only deportations that will take place.
Poor Bernie.
He's like, what?
Bernie, like, hold
that's
on,
a five more years off his short.
Not a policy I can get behind.
Yeah. He's like,
watching the rest of this? Should we?
Let's no, it is. It really, it truly.
Yeah, let's
is.
Watch the whole thing.
Are commissions of felonies in the United States of America.
So to be clear, only felons get deported, and everyone else
period.
Has to stay.
Yes.
First of all, every executive order this president has issued relating to the border and relating to dealing with the Hispanic community is going to be pulled back. We're not going to be fooling with that.
Won't that restart a brand new border crisis? Same, I mean, what would you do with all those people in camps now waiting in Mexico?
It will if we don't do it well.
Those asylum seekers that are on the other side of the border now in camps going to be allowed to come and do their claims inside the United States, something that has not been reported.
It's the first time ever you've had to seek asylum in a third country. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
And I'd like to understand from you.
Here we go. This
Trump
is the one I was talking
immigration
about.
Policies have been banned, ended, reversed, and if any investigations are underway by you.
I hate her face.
So we have rescinded so many
Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Now they want you to believe this.
Yeah. Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump.
The man, I look, this, oh, this is what kills me about this. They're like, people want to argue and say like, oh, Donald Trump is the reason why the bipartisan border bill is assigned. Like, no, the man literally told you what the plan was before he got into the White House. Like, and you just weren't listening. Your Trump derangement would not allow you to open your ears. The man played all of you like suckers.
So explicitly with that Mayorkas clip, we've rolled back so many policies that would take us way too long to even tell you about them because we've rolled back so many of these policies. Okay, so Donald Trump had border policies in place. You, Biden administration, via Mayorkas, made a decision that years ago you were super proud of, that you rolled all of those border policies back. Now it's biting you in the ass because it was terrible policies to begin with, and it's Donald Trump's fault.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense.
Everything's Trump's fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're ugly, it's Trump's fault. You're fat, it's Trump's fault. You don't get no ass, it's Trump's fault. Like, it's like, everything is Trump's fault. Like, oh, it's raining today. Blame Donald Trump.
No, blame Hawk for that one. fat and ugly, though. I think they were fat and ugly before Donald Trump got into office. Sorry, yeah. Karen, go ahead.
He made it worse.
He made their fatness and ugliness worse.
Oh, yeah. Did you notice how Biden said something about how it's negatively affecting the Hispanic community? Oh, so what you're saying is the only people who cross the border illegally are Hispanic.
It's not true.
And they got people from Mauritania, freaking.
I didn't even know where that was.
Somalia.
Somalia.
Sudan. We've got a whole bunch of Asian countries represented. Both north and southern, northern and southern border.
Yep, there's a bunch of countries we can't even get in contact with because they don't rock with us like that. So we don't even.
There's a bunch of countries that I can't pronounce that now have populations here.
Right.
Welcome.
Yeah. All right. So just to tie off on the Trump rally, and then we'll move on to actual Colorado news. It was just really fun, so had to do it. This is how President Trump left after the rally. Took the time to say personally thank and shake the hands of the police officers there. Watch. You can't really hear anything, so I'm gonna turn the sound off because that's kind of annoying.
Plane engines, yes. The Rolls Royce.
Yeah, every single one of them.
Yeah. The Rolls Royce plane engines are quite loud.
Nice engines. Yeah, every single one of them. All the way down to the end of the line. Every time.
Every time. Yeah.
Every time. He did that Air Force Academy when he was here for the graduating class. What was it, Ash, 2019? Before the COOF. And every single cadet.
Yep.
Over 1,000 cadets stood there, shook everybody's hand. Right there in Colorado Springs.
Yep.
Every single one. And it was hot that day, like blazing hot.
Hey, Ash.
In the sun.
Yo, Ash, you know, you want to see who Biden shakes hands with? Pull up your DM.
Oh, God. Just so the audience knows, every time that Darren tags me in something on X, I cringe before I click because I know it's going to be something horrifying.
My eyes.
Yeah. It's usually like, look at what's going on in your state. Look at what your governor, city capital mayor did now. Here we go. I like it. All right. Hang on. Let's get this pulled in on who so-called ruler of the United States or SCROTUS Biden shakes hands with.
This is who is in control of your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen.
Nuclear football has the codes.
Nuclear football. Surge the border. Get a chance to shake hands with Biden.
All right, so we're going to transition excellent choice of word because we're talking about a trans scandal. But before we do, let's hear from our remaining sponsors for the Colorado Show, brought to you by Colorado Free Press and CDM. We will be back in just a minute.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Ira Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
Well, it's another day, another breaking news story buried. They'd rather talk about anything else than what's really going on. And it's not because they don't know what's happening. The media pundits and talking heads just don't want you paying attention. The real stories, you have to look beyond the headlines for those. We do that at CDM. You know the truth is being covered up. Prepare for what will come with My Patriot Supply. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply has helped millions of Americans get ready for the worst. Today, their best-selling three-month emergency food kits are flying off the shelves. I've seen it. Get yours right now at my website, preparewithcdm.com. This food kit offers over 2,000 calories every day, plus ultra-durable four-layer packaging. It lasts up to 25 years in storage. Order all the kits you need right now for $200 off each, free shipping included. You've been warned about what can happen. Don't live in fear. Take back of your future, because this isn't just food, it's freedom. Stock up on these food kits at preparewithcdm.com. Preparewithcdm.com.
This is a special report. Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
Hey, you know what, Ash?
Yeah.
You know what we got to start doing? We got to start talking to the Rumble chat, because they hooking us up with like links and everything, like the AOC dance video. Nice. And they are hooking us up. I'm looking in there right now.
Can you share the AOC dance video? Because
I have it. It's in the chat.
Yeah, I can't pull. I don't have it up, though. Oh, you have okay. It up. So right. Drop the link in the private chat to the thing and I'll pull it in. Because we saw Jamal Bowman using very offensive profanity.
Do you know who we are?
And then he ran off and pulled a fire alarm somewhere.
Right? Again.
Again.
Because there wasn't enough people there. That's why.
Interrupting official congressional proceedings. No problem. As long as you're a DEI hire, no problem. J6, go to jail.
Hey, but he's gonna get washed in his primary. He's like 14 points down.
Yep.
He is getting smoked.
Okay, but you guys remember how the first part of that story was that he thought that was how you open the door, and he's a school principal before he became a congressman. So he was a school principal and believed that pulling the fire alarm is how you open the door. And we were supposed to believe that.
It was all good till that footage came out. And here's how the Republican Party, they're a bunch of suckers, because they could have easily got him kicked out. But
they could have made that a story of insurrection, but they didn't.
They could have cooked his ass, but they didn't do it. It's like, what are you guys?
George
you
Santos,
suckers.
They sure they got
yeah.
his. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
And then we'll see what happens with the gold bar guy. What's his name?
Oh, Menendez. Menendez. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the Menendez brothers. I'm like, that can't be right. Oh, wait, it is right.
Oh my
parallels.
Goodness.
There's maybe some parallels there. All right. So it's time to transition.
Okay, hold on. Let's transition then.
Yeah, we're transitioning. Story out of the Publica, exclusive: trans activist medical students override Colorado Medical Society vote against gender-affirming surgery for minors. Activists, trans activist medical students at the University of Colorado have successfully brigaded a state medical society vote that would have banned cosmetic mastectomies for transgender female minors in the state. I'm going to put my login info in so I can get this up. But so the medical doctors and the people in this society decided, that they were not going to support gender affirming care for minors because it's neglectful, and the entire point of it is to remove the age of consent, and actually pumping kids full of hormones to stop their puberty and socially transitioning them, and eventually cutting off their breasts, mutilating their forearms to make a fake penis, and mutilating their genitals, both male and female. This is not good for kids. And, I know that's shocking and surprising and probably amounts to hate speech to say that I don't think that children should have their genitals mutilated by mentally ill adults. But here we are in 2024. And instead of standing by that, a group of activists was able to override them.
Why can't we be normal?
Don't say normal. That's abusive. How dare you? What is normal, Darren? It's just your privilege talking. It's your normal privilege talking.
Hold on. Yeah, I returned the caramel face of white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just because you have a real penis doesn't mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the push. We saw this all year. We covered the legislative session was still in session. We covered the stories of removing children from their, from their parents, the aggressive policies to make it so that teachers and coaches and, you know, other allied adults can have conversations with your children about their health care and their sexuality and their sexual identity, and whether or not they want to take hormones and whether or not they want to use different pronouns and all of that kind of stuff, removing parents from that decision-making process. Mm-hmm. That was a big priority for the communists under the Golden Dome this past session. They were able to pass some of it. There's now ballot measures. We've talked about Aaron and protectcoloradokids.org or protectkidscolorado.org. Somebody fact checked me on which is the URL, because I want to make sure we have it right. But there are now ballot initiatives to protect parents' rights in this state. So if you're a Colorado voter, make sure that you're voting to protect parents' rights in this state and sign the petitions if you haven't done so already.
You got it right.
Okay, so it's protectkidscolorado.org or protectcoloradokids.
Protectkidscolorado.org.
Protectkidscolorado.org. So make sure that you sign those petitions and that you vote to protect parents' rights and really to protect kids.
They got an Instagram page too.
Yeah, they're doing. Yeah, the people at Protect Colorado Kids or Kids Colorado, they're doing great work. And they were very present during the legislative session, fighting against these bills, and they're going the extra mile and trying to get parents' rights enshrined into law here in Colorado. And that's a great thing for all of us parents in Colorado. But the idea that activists can stop the medical, the agreed upon best approach for children in the medical community. No, it's unpopular. So definitely definitely make it okay to mutilate the genitals of children. It's disgusting and despicable.
Well, you see what they're doing with the doctor in, was it Houston?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying
to cook him.
Whistleblower for not wanting to exposing the truth about the... Why are we even having this damn discussion?
That's a good question.
Literal blue as hell is going on.
And we just, I just want to be normal. Let's just be normal.
It mystifies me that this is something that is just, where have we come in this society where literally we're talking about mutilating children?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You want to hear my theory? Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Always.
All right. Here we go.
Are you going to do it in song?
Uh-oh.
All right.
I believe that it's the jab's fault. That's it. The jab did it. I think the jab did it. I think it made everybody crazy. That's it. Mm-hmm. There's no other solution. There's no other explanation for this.
And call me, okay. And maybe I was living under a rock because I didn't know that this was like a major thing until after COVID.
I don't know about the jab, but I do think you're right about the COVID generally playing a role because first of all, the fear porn was off the hook, right? Everybody was told your neighbor may breathe on you and you're going to die. You have to wear a mask. You have to distance. Don't go outside of your house unless you really, really need to, right? That fear porn made everybody freaking crazy to the point where little old ladies would call you a cunt in the grocery store. It happened.
Jesus.
Because I refused. I never bought into any of it. When I saw what was going on with COVID, I said, this is the government trying to take power in an election year. And, I was my elderly parents super pissed at me for like the first, you know, month and a half until they too realized that this was about government power and control and not the flu, right, which disappeared. Why didn't we celebrate curing the flu? It's the lowest flu numbers we had ever in 2020. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about that. It was all about power and control, but they put people into a psychological fight or flight posture. And with that came people acting in a way as though dealing with you not wearing a mask, dealing with me not wearing a mask was an attempt on their life.
Yep.
So you have people in that position, and then you've got a bunch of vulnerable people who are easy to manipulate. And I think that you're like, I don't disagree with you that people that got the bioweapon experimental gene therapy, that they...
Damn, like, hold on, run that run that back. Hold on. What was it called?
Bioweapon experimental gene therapy.
I love that shit.
The people that took it and took it 2, 3, 4, 5 times. They went a little crazy. And then you add to that other probably co-indicated, you know, mental health issues. I think the trans kids movement is driven by two distinct populations, pedophiles and Munchausen parents.
Yep.
What are Munchausen
parents? Munchausen by proxy is when you poison your kid or somebody in your care because you want the attention of being a caregiver of a sick person.
Yep.
So like in The Sixth Sense, there's the little ghost girl that's under the bed, and what eventually comes out is that her mother is poisoning her to keep her sick. That's Munchausen by proxy.
This is like a thing.
So I think it's Charlize Theron has multiple kids that are trans.
She's got three. Hold on, this, natural she's got occurrence. Three. She's got three black kids that are all trans. All of them.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that's possible. I don't even know how J-Lo ended up with one and Ben Affleck ended up with one.
It's and deeply then, compounded mental illness.
And then Megan Fox has like what, three of them?
Although if we're talking about celebrities, there is also you could also make the case that this is sacrificing their children to Baphomet.
Ah, there's that aspect. Can't leave that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
you know, have you ever seen a parent who's, and I've known somebody like this when we lived on the military installation. Our next door neighbor had Munchausen by proxy, and I it's a long story, so I'm not going to go into it. But have you ever known the parents who were, their kids are always sick? Their kids mm-hmm. are just always sick, and they make a point to let you know their children are sick. And they have to go and find people who will just buy into their story and the sympathy and the negative energy and misery loves company. And, oh, my children, they're sick again. And, you know, instead of just taking care of your children, it's got to be a Facebook post, or it's got to be everybody mm-hmm. has to know, and they have to know the process of care. And, oh, every day, you know, you have to know the saga. After a while, it's like, your kids are sick again. Why are your kids always sick? So I've known somebody who had that, who incidentally helped someone get across the border just in time to have her anchor baby. But I'm bummed. Where are the drums?
Oh, here we go. I got those too.
I did not see that ending in an anchor baby.
Yeah, I was ready for that ending, but
yeah, you know, that was a surprise towards the end there.
I think I got a sound effect for that. Oh, here we go. This is an appropriate one.
Bring it. Da, 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 circus.
Da, 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 da. Yes, all three rings, baby. We got all three rings in 2024. All right, let's move on and talk about something happy. I want to do a quick recap here of our last Saturday night. Karen was with me. Darren was not. Oh, you guys' names rhyme. I just realized that.
Oh,
Ash snap. With Karen and Darren.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. I think that deserves a round of applause.
All right. So we, first of all, we're at table 45.
Yes.
Which just felt right. Just felt right.
Okay.
45 is a special number. And we were there. We had Struck and the Truth Trends with us. That's Matt Struck and Annie and Charity. They do podcasts and a number of other things. They're there with Scott Shamblin. We've played Scott's stuff on the show a bunch. Scott goes to all of the hearings and testifies in glorious ways. I don't know what his, let's see what Scott's handle is right now on X, but it's usually something good. Doctor of something or other. Let's see if it'll pull it up for me. I'm going to ask too much. Okay, so we've got, yeah, here we go. Let's share this. So you guys know who Scott is.
It almost, Doctor. It looked like it wanted to come. But it.
Oh, did it not pull in?
No, I don't know.
Oh, shoot. Hang on a second.
Oh, and then I put, just a side note, the AOC dance videos in the private
chat. Oh, right on. Okay, well, we'll end with that because that's gorgeous. I love that. Well, we're definitely doing that. All right, is it showing yet? I think I'm asking too much of my computer. Here we go. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, right on. There we go.
All right, Dr. Scott Shamblin, fertilizing person, gender and spirituality therapist, victim of violence by a senator. I think that was genus dysphoria advocate. Paul Harold Gorlock.
What is a fertilizing person? What does that mean?
Yeah, somebody who is the one. It's the
sperm carrier. No,
it's a man, Ash. It's a man. Okay,
I'm trying to say it in an inclusive way. I can't say that. Okay, we're just losing this light because I can't fix it right now. Very, very professional show.
On the fly. All right. This is real IRL. I love it.
Yep. All right. So we met Scott. We've got Adriana Cuva, Senate District 12 candidate down here with me and Annie. This, can I pull this up? How can I make this bigger? Because I want you guys to see. Karen saw the gun. That was a hot gun. Whoa, it's not going to pull it up.
Right? Oh, that was just such a sexy weapon.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, my birthday is in August. So,
I went for 10K and I was like a little under, it was nine and change. absolutely amazing. And here you've got us with our RMGO hats. The evening sort of devolved as the night went on. And then there's Karen and I. We had an absolute blast. And shout out to RMGO and all those guys for, it was a celebration of an incredible year.
I just let you know, I would have come, but it's in Colorado.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to end up stuck here. Because, you know, I mean, as Black conservatives, you guys are the most persecuted part of the Black community. And I don't think you would find safe shelter here.
The caramel face of white
conservatives. Yeah. True.
Hates us.
But yeah, we had an absolute blast and just want to give a shout out to RMGO. They're doing incredible advocacy during the legislative session. They're also doing incredible advocacy outside of the legislative session. They're doing lawsuits and other, you know, really just holding the line on the Second Amendment. Right now, they're demanding the candidates for the different, what?
Yo, our chat is undefeated. You got to see this.
Oh, ouch.
Who's what? What am I? Okay,
we gotta start messing with the chat. Hold on, I gotta see. Look, check your DMs again.
My Twitter DMs.
Yep.
All right,
we gotta really start acknowledging the people in the chat.
Okay, we'll get better. We'll get better at this, guys. We promise. Is that with Rumble, we're streaming to 8 different destinations, or with all of the destinations, we're streaming to 8 different destinations and 4 Rumble channels. And so keeping all of the chats, I can see them, but I can't interact with you guys. And I can't see if there were like Rumble rants or anything. I can't see that inside of StreamYard. Oh my God. Oh yeah. No, I have to.
Oh, wow. It's fun one. Please share. Oh, do tell.
Can I share this?
Yes, you can.
Yes,
you can.
All right, Obama. Yes, we can. Uh-huh.
Leave you with nothing but change. No hope. Go ahead.
It's all change. It's all nothing but change. Right. Oh, my God. This is
all Darren. So everybody knows. Darren.
Oh!
Caucasian chat. There's somebody in our chat. Call sign Cujo. Shout out to Call sign Cujo, man. Oh my
God. Heck yeah. So Call sign Cujo. Cujo, put what your channel is in the chat and I'll pull it up on the screen. I'm gonna be doing an interview with him and Magravator on Tuesday when I get home from jury duty.
Yeah, give him a hand.
That's great. And it's good to be inclusive. And you know what? We should probably stop using the term cracker because it's offensive to. I'm not going to finish that sentence. All right. So we're just about out of time. We have to talk about the Young Thug trial and particularly Little Woody. Little Woody.
Shout out to Little Woody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little Woody is responsible for the meme of the week.
He is. Darren, give us a quick kind of rundown about you don't have to get into all of the details, but what is this trial and who is Little Woody? And then I'll put up the meme.
I'm not really too familiar with Lil Woody until recently, but Young Thug is a rapper. Young Thug was on top of the world at one point. But he just so happens to allegedly be a gang member. And is allegedly responsible for a lot of he's an agent of chaos in Atlanta. So Fonny, hold on, let me say her name right. Fonny decided to indict this gentleman and his Christian brotherhood, and now they're just misunderstood. That's all. He makes decent music though.
During this trial, we've seen Lil Woody say, I'm paraphrasing, but if they had asked me for information about Trump, I'd have information about Trump. If they'd have asked me for information about you, I'd have information about you. Basically saying my testimony is for sale was the essence of it. And they are still, they still put him on the stand. Yeah. And he basically like straight up came out and was like, nah, I'm not going to tell the truth. So it's been very interesting. There's one point where he slowed down his speech to like a syllable every 3 seconds. Just she's like, you can drag it out as long as you want to. I'm right. still going to ask you these questions. He's like, yeah. I don't recall. but the meme of the week, getting back to it. We got... I love it. I love it so much. And so let me go to Thugger Daily's. Oh shoot, where'd he go? All right,
he's in Fulton County.
No, well, I'm sure he's in Fulton County. And if you're not following Thugger Daily, you need to be following Thugger Daily if you want to follow this trial, because he has the best coverage. All right, think, so I wanted to read his post on this before we looked at the meme. And his post says, pull it in.
Miss Faces in the chat say a free young thug right now.
Heck yeah, she's not wrong. State's witness Lil Woody posted memes of himself on the stand. Right now, I'm feeling like a Woody too. How about y'all?
Yeah.
So this is, I think, how I'm going to judge all of my moods from now on.
Yeah.
After this weekend, I was, you know, kind of a three, but now I'm feeling more like a two.
Well, today most of the day I was a one. I was out cold. So, but now, more like a two. Yeah, two is more appropriate at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, everybody, make sure that you're following Thugger Daily so you can get the updates on the Young Thug trial. The Rumble channel for Carl Sancujo is The Rabid Response Show. Okay. And I will be on there 8:30 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. I'll have stories live from jury duty. I doubt I'll get picked, but if I do get picked and we get immediately sequestered, then we'll have to reschedule that show. But I don't think that that's likely. I think it's highly unlikely that I would get picked because I'm very opinionated.
My last name starts with an R. They never pick me. they get all their jury people before they even get the P.
Yeah, so I'm an good. E, so I'm up there pretty quick. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, that's the show.
We forgot the AOC video.
Oh yes, we did. You're right. Correct. Hold on, my bad. And actually, before we do that, we're gonna play that. We're gonna play the AOC video as an outro. Which is just, I just love it so much.
Fantastic.
It's just fantastic. Mm-hmm, it really is. Before we do, let's talk about epicminerals.net.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that stuff too. That stuff is amazing.
I don't get my intro song.
Oh, my bad. I apologize. I'm not on point today, you know? There you go.
Epicminerals.net is my go-to skincare line. It is the product line that I am 100% into. I use it on my face, use it on my body, and a big fan. You can get the Zeolite Extra Spray. It is hang on, AOC just started playing in the back of my ears.
AOC is ashy. She needs Epic Minerals.
We should get her some Epic Minerals creamy body butter, because it is absolutely amazing, particularly if you live in a dry climate. You can get the Sweet Orange Vitamin C collection. You can get the Zeolite Extra with fulvic and humic acids. It's binding to heavy metals, flushing them out, and then remineralizing your body. As we said, we've got the creamy body butter, handmade soaps, absolutely amazing company. We're big fans. Head over to epicminerals.net and use promo code ASH, A-S-H-E, if you want to support this show. And even though it's promo code ASH, don't worry, Darren still gets a tiny little piece of it as well.
Chain.
All right. So epicminerals.net, use promo code ASH, A-S-H-E. All right. So we're going to say goodbye for this week. We'll be back next week at 2 p.m. Mountain as per usual. And as we leave,
The soothing sounds of AOC.
Put it. I'm sure I gotta get this back so where it's because it started while I was. Hang on.
Faster. Here we go.
There we go.
And now.
Stop. Okay. All right.
AOC. On 99 Ash.
99 Ash. Here we go, guys. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week. Oh, wait. There's no sound. Hang on. Hold on. Hold on. I'll start.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
I did. I muted the tab and then
I heard it, though. I heard it. I heard it just fine.
We're going back.
Yeah, you definitely got to. Yeah. Definitely.
Bye, guys. Have a great week.
See ya. I'm